Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, Jim.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Tapes.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in tapes. Think about it. Will you think about it? Okay, Patrick, it is new music time again.
It is.
Can you believe that? So now that it is June, we look back at May.
That's right.
I think that's how that works, right? But before we get into all that, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We have a couple special guests. We'll get to them in a minute. But before all that, we got to do a game break. Suburbs Pod game break.
Oh, game break.
All right. You ready for this?
Ready.
So first off,
give me some good news.
I'm so excited to announce that official football club of Suburbs Pod, Loudoun United, was victorious in a trip to New Mexico.
Yes.
That would be 1-0 over New Mexico United. United being a very popular name.
That's right.
In the
certainly
soccer
is
world.
Traditional,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's that. 1-0. So that 3 points on the board.
I'll tell you, Jim. Yeah, that's a great win for Loudoun United. The parent club is playing a little better now, too. So things are looking up. I'll tell you, I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, visiting some old friends and doing some hiking with my brother-in-law a couple years back. And we happened to be in a brewery, and there was a whole bunch of people pre-gaming for the New Mexico United game. And all of a sudden, at like a certain point, they all left. It was like the place got completely empty.
I'll tell you, I think a lot of these cities where they have USL clubs, they really are into it, right?
Oh, they're totally. There's totally not any other really, you know, much professional stuff in Albuquerque.
Yeah,
so
nothing,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's big for them.
Really
okay.
Cool.
So you got that. And then this is a crazy story. So our Washington Spirit, they in the NWSL, they won 2-1 at Houston, although it was a home game at Houston. And I don't want to get into this too much because it makes me angry.
We
but basically, Washington Spirit is supposed to play about half their home games here at Segra Field, right up the road from my
house. Right in your backyard.
And the first game they were supposed to play there, the league said, no, you can't play there because it's not up to league standards, which I agree with, for the record. And so they're making some – they're trying to really scramble now and make those improvements they need to make to the stadium.
Look up those details for yourself.
But here's the crazy thing. So the Washington Spirit, who had yet to win in this young season.
Right. Got to win.
This was their third match. They go out this forced road game and a player down in the second half because of a red card.
Yep.
And they were only tied 1-1 at that time. They score a goal, player down, and win 2-1. How about that?
Against,
that's a gutsy,
very good
gutsy win there for the
against
Washington
a very good side. I mean, Houston was in the semifinals last year, so they're very, very good. Yeah.
There you go. And Shadow is excited about it.
Shadow, do you love it? Shadow.
Yes. All right. Okay. So we're out here on the deck again, and we're going to talk about new music. As I mentioned, we're going to do my new music picks for May. We also have special guests,
which is
very fun for
it's
the new
wonderful
music stuff. It's usually just, you know, you and me, and that's great.
Quiet's
ready, but hang on, dog.
When Shadow wants to go in. Who is that? Snyder.
Okay. Tell him to come around back.
Mike
Snyder's here, too.
Yeah.
Coming over. Okay. Anyway. We have here Bill Mulligan. Hello, Bill.
Hi.
And Tim Hoffman.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Everyone.
Okay. So,
thanks, guys.
They're just hanging out now. They did their patron episodes, and now they're just
kicking
hanging
back
out. And I'm going to start us off here. These main new music picks I have are very unique songs,
I think,
or very unique experiences, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to start off here. I'm not even going to tell you who this is. Let me just play a little bit of it. And then I think you might be surprised.
Okay.
Nobody ever left New Orleans as mad as I was. I wrote a lipstick letter on the mirror with a burning blood. You were right. He got about as bad as he gets. I'm not looking for a turnaround temple. Are you still on 35? Are you still an owner job from Louisiana? Walks a hatchet. I
All right, there you go. That song is called Waxahachie.
Yeah.
Anyone? Well, first, let's just get your impressions. What did you think of that song?
Wow, that's just such a... I mean, it just gets right to the core of everything. The chords, the harmonies, the sound. Like, I feel like I'm in that space with those people sitting at the... It's probably like a picnic table type thing inside, a little honky-tonk somewhere with a mason jar full of something that's high proof.
Yeah.
and it's a beautiful song. I got a little misty here.
All right. Wow.
Listen to that.
Bill, well any said, thoughts?
Ditto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think you might be surprised when I tell you who that is. That is a huge country star, Miranda Lambert.
Really?
Wow. Singing that song.
Wow, beautiful.
So she did this pandemic project sort of thing with two other singer-songwriters named Jack Ingram and John Randall. Mm. I guess they're past collaborators or what have you. And they just did this sort of like campfire sessions. A lot of it sort of recorded outdoors even.
Beautiful.
In Marfa, Texas.
Wow.
And it's called the Marfa Tapes. It just came out. And it's like kind of all these songs that they like had or wrote but never, you know, went anywhere in the Nashville machine, right?
Sure.
But they think they're, you know, good songs, or they're worthy, or they fit kind of this style, I think is probably the best thing. And so I just find this album to just be a really interesting listen, you know, because it's just people, you know, in one case a big star, but just you feel the like the love of music in this recording.
For sure, that comes through. And I think most folks, having been through what we've all been through for, you know, the last year plus, like, that's what we're looking for. That's what is going to connect and, like, resonate with us right now. Something that's, like, authentic. It's real. You feel like you're there. You feel close to the performer.
Yeah.
So, like, that's all there in that little song you just played for us. Wow, that's beautiful.
It was wonderful, Jim. And I got kind of a love letter to Lucinda Williams vibe out of it, too.
Right.
You know, she was, like, mentioning Louisiana and nicotine and living sort of, you know, kind of day-to-day and just had that same style, car wheels on a gravel road type feeling.
Yeah,
it
totally
was beautiful, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I've always kind of had a soft spot for Miranda Lambert among contemporary country artists. Mm-hmm. I do think, even if you listen to some of her hit records, there's a certain appreciation for traditional country music in the stuff she does.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
do think that comes through. So
great pick.
All right. So
oh,
there
my
you
God.
Go.
Yeah.
And that's called, what is that called again?
The Marfa Tapes.
The Marfa Tapes
is the
okay.
album.
Okay.
You know, and it's all stuff like that. And some of the songs are sung by the others, Jack Ingram, John Randall.
Okay.
But they're all playing. A lot of it was recorded just in one take. Like
cool.
I said, I think a lot of it was like outdoors even,
nice.
You know.
Yes.
You can hear the tape hiss in it, you know.
Right.
It has everything about it, I think, just speaks to like I said, sort of a love of music.
Yep.
Yeah. And
beautiful.
As Tim said, it had an emotional immediacy.
Yes.
I mean, it really felt like you were there sitting at the table with her.
It doesn't have that separation that a studio, professional studio recording would bring, right?
Real close.
Yeah.
Real close.
And they probably know this will never become like some radio hit record or anything like that. That's not the point.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Okay. Now, this next one I'm going to play, this qualifies as new music, but it's actually never before released.
Okay.
So it wasn't recorded recently. It's actually recorded quite a long time ago, but it's new in the sense that like nobody's really heard it until now. And this relates to something Bill was talking about earlier in the week with the DIY sets, because this is a band that's, I think, on one of those DIY collections, the Rubinews.
Yes.
Yeah. So they had a record that they recorded that never got released before they were on Berserkly Records and then started, you know, their career. They recorded something in 1976 at CBS Studios in San Francisco, and it was mostly covers, but there were a few originals. I'm going to play one of the originals, but it was just now released on Yep Rock Records, and it's called the CBS Tapes. And this song is an original song never before heard called I Want Her So Bad.
Yes, it was. And I said,
Dude, that was amazing. really, really good.
I just went back in time about 30 years.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know how it works these days. I mean, I don't even know how wireless headphones work. That's how old I am. But back in the day, you know, labels, major labels would say to a band, hey, we'll pay for a demo session, right?
Right.
And you'll go into the studio and you'll get maybe, you know, 8 hours with a producer, or staff producer or something like that. Let's see what you got. But that's right. What that sounded like. They were going in there.
I think that's what the
going
deal.
For it, yep. Right? This is our chance. We're going to, and that started to sound like the Stooges even a little bit at
or
one point.
Or I think
point.
Of
yeah.
Johnny Thunders.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
I was thinking of Richard
just,
Hell.
Yeah, exactly. Just ripping the Band-Aid off, man. Let's go for it. Yeah.
I mean, my analysis normally isn't very sophisticated. Yes, no, wow, ugh. That gets a wow.
For sure.
Four wows around this table.
Yeah, really, really great. And so what's that? The CBS tapes.
The CBS
is that right?
Tapes.
Wow. Okay.
It
so
actually
the Marfa tapes and the CBS tapes.
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
So the full album, the CBS tapes, won't come out until June 25th.
Okay.
Okay. This is, you know, an advanced single,
sure.
I guess.
Of course.
Expect to hear it.
From 1976.
That's right. but I think there may be only like three original songs on this.
What are some of the covers?
Well, you'll appreciate this, Patrick, because one of the covers is Government Center.
Yes. Yes.
Jonathan Richman, right? The Modern Lovers.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
They also cover Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat.
Oh,
oh wow. Great.
That's a great song.
Sugar Sugar.
Yeah.
Walk, Don't Run. A couple of early Beatles songs. I think She Loves You is on there. Or I Want to Hold Your Hand, that kind of stuff. They also have a cover of jingle, The Pepsi Generation. Do you remember that?
Barely.
Yeah.
I know. Was that originally done by Up With People?
I don't know. So, and they're putting this out because apparently this is the 50th anniversary of the Rubinos as a band.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
So 76, that's really interesting too. Because I remember reading about one of my favorite bands, Peri Ubu, and you know they wanted to play in Cleveland in the flats and play, you know, shows, but they said, hey man, you got to do two sets, and so they learned a whole bunch of covers to pad out that second set to go with those originals they had created. And you know, they were doing proto rock and roll and stuff like that. So I can see the Rubinos doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, let's play a couple Beatles songs. You know, let's play what? Yep. And that's Pepsi song. It's always on TV or whatever. Like
That's right.
And then we can play at the club that we always
wanted
to play.
And we can play our originals, right? You know, in the first half and then play the covers in the second half.
But I got to ask Bill this, you know, having talked about the DIY series, that song, though, doesn't sound like Rubinos that's on the DIY stuff
that
with
had
I
more
Wanna
of an
Be
edge.
Your Boyfriend.
Okay.
Right?
Unpolished.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this had, yes. This was a raw version of the band.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
They just like, let it go.
Yeah, there it is.
Cool. Two chords too, man.
What else?
Yeah, it's so great. Okay, now, we like to close out with a cover, and I figure since we have guests here, they can pick.
Sweet.
Ooh.
Pressure.
The one we're going to do.
Is it the Pepsi song?
I don't know. It's not that. I have four different songs you can pick from. We're just going to do one, so I don't know how you're going to come to some consensus on this. You may have to thumb wrestle or something. But before we do that, let's just say tomorrow you're going to have new music picks.
Yes, sir, I will.
And then we'll have next week intern new music and listener new music. All right? Okay, now, I'm going to give you guys four choices here. You can hear the band. You can hear Soccer Mommy covering the Dixie Chicks. You can hear Molly Tuttle covering Sheryl Crow. You can hear Nap Eyes covering Green Day. Or you can hear Dawes covering Tom Petty.
You're not giving us the song names. You're just giving us bands.
I'm good with any of those. Bill, what do you think?
Yes.
I'm waiting for a wow from Bill.
Let's go with Dawes.
That's what I was thinking, actually.
I'm intrigued. Like, Tom Petty songs are going to be?
Hand and Glove.
It's Dawes and Mike Viola covering the song Walls.
All right.
That was from this She's the One soundtrack. Standout Petty song. So anyway, all right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And thanks so much to our guests here. We have Tim Hoffman.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. It's good to be here in person with y'all.
And Bill Mulligan.
Thank you,
Bill.
Yes,
it's been fun.
Thank you, Tim.
And here is that Dawes cover of Tom Petty's Walls.
Back someday, 'cause you got